First, the bad news. SAP Business AI won't generate amusing holiday cards, but it will personalize career paths for your people and let you know which suppliers are best, so you can be ready for the next opportunity. Revolutionary technology, real-world results. That's SAP Business AI.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, November 20th. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. Budgeting app Mint is shutting down, leaving millions of users searching for a new place to track their spending. Next year, it'll join a packed graveyard of apps that have struggled to stay afloat.
The market's not that big. People don't want to pay for their budgeting. You know, it's kind of counterintuitive. It's hard to monetize for that reason. It's something that a few people like, and the few people who like it, they're usually not willing to pay for it.
We'll speak to WSJ personal finance reporter Imani Moiz after the break.
Tech News Briefing is supported by FTI Consulting. From the world's largest cyber breaches to global fraud investigations, FTI Consulting is the number one expert-based firm organizations turn to in their moments of truth. Learn more at FTIconsulting.com.
Mint, one of the most popular budgeting apps, is preparing to shut down at the start of the new year. So what does this mean for its users and people on the hunt for a new budgeting app to help them with their finances? WSJ personal finance reporter Imani Moiz joins me. So Imani, before we get into the bigger picture here, tell me what's happening with Mint.
Mint is shutting down. So that means if you have an account, you should probably download all of your data just so that you could have it for safekeeping, because it's really unclear what's going to happen to it once the app goes dark.
So why is this happening?
Mint was bought in 2009 by a company called Intuit. You may have heard of it, the company behind TurboTax. And they've made the decision that they're shutting it down. And they've invited all of the Mint users to transition to Credit Karma, where they can do some expense tracking, but they won't be able to categorize or have monthly budgets in the same way that Mint allowed.
So Credit Karma can do some of the things, but not all of them.
Right. It's primarily a credit monitoring site where you can check your credit score and kind of compare different offers if you're looking for loans.
What are some of the things that the app did offer that users are now losing out on?
So what was really cool about Mint, especially when it first started, was that it allowed you to see your entire financial life in one place. You link your different bank accounts, and then it shows you your balance, the different transactions, so where you've been spending money, and it could calculate your net worth and show you where you are over time. A lot of people, especially the ones who have used it for a really long time, they said it's been really cool to see themselves go from a negative net worth to positive net worth in a visual chart form.
So how did Mint make its money?
Its primary revenue driver were ads and referrals from those ads. So if you logged on to Mint either online or on the app, you would probably see a whole bunch of offers for either different credit cards or brokerage accounts. And Mint got paid every time a customer successfully signed up for those accounts in the ads. And the problem with that was that the people who would log into Mint, so the people most likely to see those ads, were, for the most part, the people least likely to need those ads. The kinds of consumers that Mint attracted were people who were super excited about finance. They loved tracking their spending and their saving and watching their net worth go up. So those really aren't the type of consumers that are going to need a credit card consolidation loan or something like that, because for the most part, they already have their finances under control.
And this isn't the first budgeting app to sunset. What are some other examples of apps that have tried and failed to make this kind of business out of saving people money?
The first one was an app called Wasabi. They started a few months before Mint, and they shut down around 2009-2010 when Mint got acquired because they failed to find an acquirer. There was also Simple, which was a budgeting and banking app, and they got shut down after they got bought by a bigger bank. Clarity Money was another big one. They got bought by Goldman Sachs and kind of rolled into Marcus Insights. And then one of my favorite ones is J.P. Morgan's Finn. It didn't start off as a startup. It was a homegrown app that J.P. Morgan started, targeted at millennials, and it actually let people track their spending and rate their spending based on how they felt about it with emojis.
So why is this such a challenge for companies?
There's a few things. Especially when Mint first started, the original team was super optimistic, and they thought that they were just going to bring budgeting to the masses and really help people take control of their financial lives. But the biggest thing that a lot of these services have bumped up against is the universe of people interested in budgeting or managing their finances to that type of micro level is fairly small, or at least it's not the majority of people. Most analysts say it's between 15 to 20% of the population. So one, the market's not that big. Two, people don't want to pay for their budgeting. One executive I spoke to said it really well. Nobody wants to track an expense item for their expense item tracking. You know, it's kind of counterintuitive. It's hard to monetize for that reason. It's something that a few people like, and the few people who like it, they're usually not willing to pay for it.
Are other companies trying their hands at this?
Absolutely. So some of Mint's competitors from the time that it first started are still around today. So YNAB, which stands for You Need a Budget, is one of them. Also, its original competitor, Quicken, is still around. The online version of that is called Simplify. But there's also a bunch of what we call like next-gen personal finance apps like Monarch Money or Tiller. And what we're seeing now is that most of these guys now have a subscription model. So instead of trying to appeal to a broader base, they're just focused on the people who already see value the product and are willing to pay for it.
Are banks trying to tap into this market? What are they offering?
They've dabbled in it for years. We're starting to see a more concerted push to allow budget tracking or expense tracking at banks. So Bank of America has a product called Life Plan. Wells Fargo recently rolled out something to its retail bank called Life Sync. They're more financial planning apps. So you could track your expenses, you can put things into buckets, you could create savings goals. In theory, these are more sustainable than when the startups do it because the banks, they have large other businesses and they could afford to do something at a loss.
So what does all of this mean for people in the market for something to help them either start a budget or maintain their budget?
It means that either you're probably going to have to pay. If you really like having the aggregation done for you, you should look at some of the subscription services and see what they offer, see if you like the design. Some of them are app-based. One that I thought was super cool was called Tiller because they do the aggregation for you, but then they let you import it automatically into a spreadsheet of your choice. But if you don't want to subscribe, you're probably going to have to do that aggregation yourself, which means really just putting some time on your calendar to look at your different accounts and keep track of that stuff on your own.
And that's it for Your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the second episode in our series, The New Money Rules for Kids, where we'll hear from three young entrepreneurs about how they use social media to boost their small business. Today's show was hosted and produced by me, Ariana Aspuru, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.